Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, the Monetary Authority of Singapore recently announced enhanced guidelines to combat heightened cyber risks. The revised guidelines focus on addressing technology and cyber risks in an environment of growing use by financial institutions of cloud technologies, application programming interfaces, and rapid software development. Now, 2C2P is a Singapore-headquartered global payments platform that works with global financial institutions. And today we're joined by Agnes Chua, and she's the Director of Business and Product Development at 2C2P to find out what these guidelines mean for the relationship between FIs and third-party providers. Agnes, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel, for having me.
It's our absolute pleasure, Agnes. Now, Agnes, let's start off by talking about the landscape and the need for these enhanced guidelines. We've seen a significant shift towards digital transformation within the financial ecosystem, and this is also increasing a financial institution's exposure to a range of technology risks, including cyber risk, isn't it?
Yes, certainly. So technology actually underpins most aspects of financial services nowadays. Mm-hmm. So not only, you know, this financial institution are adopting new technologies, we are also increasingly relying on third-party service provider to plug in those pieces that we cannot build ourselves. Yeah. So these guidelines actually are a reflection of MAS higher expectation in the area of technology risk, governance, and security control by financial institutions.
So what exactly has changed with these enhanced guidelines? What does it mean for financial institutions and their relationship with third-party providers?
So it means now the financial institution will now have to scrutinize the business relationship with their third party, and they need to look at how the data are being, you know, collected, or what data are being collected, processed, and then stored by them, and how they protect and safeguard this data from security breach and system failures.
I see, Agnes. But isn't this something that financial institutions have been doing all along, especially, you know, in the past year with increased move to online on the back of COVID-19?
Okay. In the past, the assessment for third-party supply is not required. It's not mandated. Mm. Basically, they just need to do due diligence. I mean, that's still a must, but the assessment is not required back then. So with this new guideline, this is actually mandated. And that means, you know, there's new focal areas such as cyber threat analysis and intelligence sharing, as well as conducting cyber exercises like penetration tests to test the cyber defenses of the supplier, which is very important.
So Agnes, tell me, what does this mean for 2C2P? What changes have you had to make to your business on the back of these guidelines?
2C2P basically is a full suite payment service platform. We help businesses securely accept payments across online, mobile, and offline channels. So we are dual headquartered in Singapore and Thailand, and we operate across 10 countries. And this is our 18th year in the business. So our client includes Capella Hotel, Changi Airport Group, Lazada, Lenovo, and many more. So what does this mean to us? Basically, like most financial institutions, 2C2P, we also outsource certain functions to third-party providers. So for example, in the year 2014, with our rapid growth, right, we have to move our data center to AWS cloud architecture. So prior to that, we actually were running our payment gateway solution in a physical data center in Asia. And the increased volume of the transaction was straining the infrastructure and also affecting our scalability. So after doing our due diligence, we moved our product to AWS cloud services. And that's because we deem them as the best fit for our scaling need. And also they are able to abide to the payment cards industry data security standard. So this is basically a standard mandated by the card scheme like Visa card, MasterCard, and American Express. So the partnership, you know, that we have with them, we place a lot of importance on cyber and data security. We have to work closely with them to ensure that, you know, we go through stringent audits up to date, you know, with the latest regulatory requirement and also certification.
So what does this mean internally for your teams then?
Certainly. So we have internally, we have our security team that will look at annual audits. So these are done by external auditor. And internally, we actually do our own internal audit periodically, like every quarterly. So we do our own penetration tests, you know, on our systems and also on our partners as well.
Agnes, tell me, what kind of shift have you seen in the industry in the past 12 months on the back of everything that's been happening on a macro scale? And, you know, what does that mean for the way that you work with your consumers? Obviously, as you mentioned, your customers include big players like Capella, Changi Airport. So cybersecurity is a big issue at the moment. So how has everything affected or changed the way that you work with your clients?
Okay, I think the story for the past year has been about the pandemic. And this has actually shifted, you know, business patterns and focus as well from the offline environment to the online. So consumer basically embrace e-commerce, digital payment methods as well, like PayNow, Dash, GrabPay, right? So, and they have to be educated on protecting themselves from cyber threats, scams, and also using unsecure sites to be able to identify which are the real sites, which are the phishing sites as well. So we work closely with our merchant actually to help them evolve accordingly to this in this environment and with a variety of our secure solution, be it online or offline. So we continue to use our expertise in payments and security to ensure the evolving needs of consumer and business are fully protected so that our consumer can actually transact, in peace with our merchant that we process payment for.
We're speaking with Agnes Traub, Director of Business and Product Development at 2C2P. Agnes, one more question for you. How can the new guidelines by MAS address third-party risks for financial services? And perhaps what else should be considered, perhaps the next step beyond what's already been issued?
I think they are doing a good job in addressing risks from the third-party service provider, cloud hosting provider, and software vendors as well. So I think the update actually re-emphasized the guideline around this data security and make it clear that financial institutions must not overlook this potential technology risk of their third parties. So financial institutions now will have to weigh, the risk and the benefit before they engage any third party.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Agnes. It's been really interesting. We've been speaking with Agnes Chua, Director of Business and Product Development at 2C2P, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.